Trumos Perk Aleph Mishnah Tes. Visarman Shemen al Zaysin Hanichbashim. One is allowed to take off truma from oil onto olives that are pickled or marinated and stored. And the Rav explains that they're done so with either wine or vinegar or things like that. The yayin al anovim la soysim tzimukin. And also one can take off truma from wine that's finished onto grapes that were standing, that were set aside to be made into raisins. Not stam grapes like we had in previously that were going to be pressed and made into grape juice and wine. And also the olives, they were not olives that were going to be crushed and made into olive oil. In this Mishnah, these things are actually the gemar melachton. These are the end product. This is the final end to the olive process because you're going to eat these olives because they're pickled olives. You're not using them to press. And also the grapes. So like the Rav explains, if you're going to be tayrim from oil onto other regular olives that you were going to use, like we had in the previous Mishnah there, we said you can't do it. Where we said yitrim v'yachsav v'yitrim. But in this case, the olives are the gemar melacha. This is the way that they're eaten, and he doesn't have any intention to do anything else with it. And also raisins, that these grapes are going to be used for raisins. So there's nothing else that needs to be done. And the interesting thing is the Rav says here that when one does take off, let's say, truma from oil onto these marinated pickled olives, so how much truma does he take off? So he assesses, based off of the oil that's going to be able to be squeezed out of the pickled olive. And with the grape, he takes out truma of enough wine to cover and have in mind for the juice and the grape juice that comes out of the raisins. Even though Lamaisa, he doesn't need to do that. That's the whole point of this, that he's not going to end up squeezing out the raisins to make wine. And he's not going to be squeezing out pickled olives. He's going to eat them. But that's the shear of the truma. Mishnah continues, Harei shetarm shemen al zesim la'achila v'zesim al zesim la'achila. But what if he had a case where a person took off truma from oil and he's mafresh the oil onto olives that were going to be eaten, which is the final product, even though they're not even pickled or marinated. It's also still, he was going to eat these olives. Or v'zesim al zesim la'achila. Or, obviously, all the more so if he takes off truma from regular olives that he was going to eat onto olives that he was going to eat. Or v'yayin al anovim la'achila. Wine onto grapes that were going to be eaten, on table grapes. And also table grapes that we eat, he takes off truma onto other table grapes that were eaten. In all these cases, and then after he does this, so he takes off truma, let's just use the last example. He's got two things of grapes, and he takes off truma from one to the other, and he then changes his mind, and now after he takes off truma, so obviously he gives the truma to the Kohen or whatever, but what's left over, he then changes his mind and now he wants to press it and make grape juice and wine. Einu tzarch litroim. Here he doesn't have to take off truma again, because at the time, like the Rav explains, the time that he took off truma initially, it was a medes la'achil, he had kavana that it was going to be used to be eaten, and only afterwards he changed his mind, it's not such a big deal. So in this case, he doesn't have to be torum b'yachsav yitrum, like we said in the previous Mishnah.